Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, November 25th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Religious violence has caused churches and Christian schools to close in Indonesia. The Association of Christian Schools International has partnered with Christian schools there to provide more effective education. ACSI's Yusuf Wono Hadjojo says it's a challenge to work in a Muslim-dominated country, but says
Christian schools in Indonesia now become a place or opportunity for us to transmit our Christian values. And when they ask why you are so kind to me, that's the time we can share the gospel.
Despite restrictive laws, changing leadership, and religious unrest in the country, many students have come to know Christ in the schools. Next, Sudan's government is still working toward making the country 100% Muslim. While not yet accomplished, the effort to drive Christians out or forcibly convert them points to a continued drive toward an Islamic state. That means believers have had a tough time in ministry. However, Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there's one ray of hope.
Even though the government remains staunchly Islamic, nevertheless, they amazingly are making government airtime available for an hour of Christian programming in radio and television on Sundays.
And witches are coming to Christ in the Central African Republic. According to the Jesus Film Project, practicing Satanists were causing sickness and even death in the region. But believers say these people who speak the Gbeya language, the 647th translation of the Jesus film, are now turning to Christ in large numbers. Since Christians started showing the story of Jesus, many practicing witches and entire villages have turned to the Savior. Continue to pray for safety of Jesus film teams. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of My Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.